Now, social housing giant CommuniCare is extremely concerned about what they say is the escalating threats and attempts to trespass on and hijack several of its properties. It's understood that a group of people have been cutting locks and breaking into CommuniCare premises in an attempt to hijack the buildings. A resident, Neville Peterson, who is the chairperson at the Albatross Housing Care Incorporated, which is representing the tenants affected by this issue, joins you then to discuss this matter in or at length. Neville, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the Early Breakfast.
Good morning.
Neville, maybe from your perspective, from a resident's point of view, maybe let's put it like that, what is happening here?
Well, there's fake news being spread by CommuniCare that tenants have hijacked Albatross, which is not true. The real matter is that we've been taken hostage on Tuesday evening and on Wednesday morning. Tenants could not leave Albatross. We had to call in the police to come and rescue us. People from the neighborhood came out and they unlocked the gates for us. Pensioners could not leave. They needed to go and buy electricity and water from the local shop because we have prepaid meters here. People could not go to work on the Wednesday morning, nor could children go to school. So basically, we had a shutdown here, and that was authorized by Anthea Houston. Heavily armed men from foreign descent intimidated tenants. They locked the gates. There were no identification on these security persons. And, you know, it was just a total unacceptable situation here at Albatross. So I want to emphasize the fact that it's fake news. We did not hijack the building. Instead, we were held hostage and we were released by SAPS. And that is the true facts of the matter.
Neville, now, yes. So CommuniCare is saying there are those that are breaking in, that are breaking locks and they want to come in. And you and part of the residents are saying, no, but we are the victims here because we were held in, we were locked in and we couldn't get out. Let me ask this. Has there, though, even from your side, has there been any attempts of hijacking in any of the buildings? It might not be your people that you represent, but has there been such cases?
I need to state is that there are heavily guarded people here, armed men, you know, that are arming the place. We as tenants, the only weapon that we have is the Constitution and the law. And we confronted them on several occasions and we brought in the police to lay charges against CommuniCare. And we are working very closely with SAPS, with the police, to highlight the atrocities and the illegal actions of CommuniCare. So under no circumstances can I say did any party of the community or any persons of the community attempt to hijack the building. Instead, we are being held hostage. There are still security guards here at Albatross. They are heavily armed. They are foreigners. We don't know them. There's no identification on these people. And it's like a military camp that we're in at the moment. So I need to say is that there was no hijacking that took place. And if those activities did take place, I'm sure CommuniCare could have called in the police to sort this matter out. But we have reported the matter to SAPS. We've been held hostage. And there are still these heavily ordered armed security men guarding the premises.
To you listening at home, by the way, you need to be made aware that we have, or our producer, Rafiq Wahid, has attempted to contact CommuniCare, and we will continue to do so to get there, to give them their right of reply. But we're just trying to understand the situation. If you've just joined the conversation, you're listening to the voice of Neville Peterson, who is the chairperson of the Albatross Housing Care Incorporated, who feel that the fact that social housing giant CommuniCare is concerned about escalating threats and attempts of trespassing on and hijacking several of its properties is really disingenuous, saying that it is in fact them that are the aggressors to the tenants. What's your take on this? Maybe you are also in that part of the world. Maybe you've dealt with something similar. We'd love to hear from you. Neville, From here now, I mean, what's your feeling as this community? What happens now? I assume that you're feeling that you are being threatened here. What are you going to do? What's your next step?
Yeah, our community, we are totally confused at the moment as to who the real owners are of Albatross. Because Communique inherited, as an NGO, Communique inherited the property from the apartheid government, and the properties are all registered under the Citizens Housing League White Group. That was an NGO established under the apartheid government for social housing for whites. Communique, they were the administrators. Now what Communique has done is they are transferring the property over to a private entity called Good Find Property. And this company, Antia Houston, owns. And we are confused and we are challenging these issues whereby Antia Houston and Communique are transferring these properties from Communique over to Good Find Properties. We have brought it to the attention of the relevant authorities and the Social Housing Regulatory Authority, that is SHRA. They are currently investigating Communique on these irregularities that are taking place. I need to emphasize the fact is that Anthea Houston cannot be the judge. We've been called several names. We've said we've been illegal, said we've been criminals. Only a court of law can declare whether we are criminals or not. And only a court of law or a court order can evict any persons. So I need to emphasize that there are no illegal persons staying here at Albatross. You can only determine that once a court order is obtained and the court rules that people are living here illegally or people are criminals. And we want to emphasize the fact that Antia Houston and Communique must follow the rule of law. Go to court, get the necessary court orders, etc. And we are law-abiding citizens, law-abiding tenants.
Neville.
So we are objecting to the fact that we are being called all these names.
Okay, Neville, thank you so very much for giving us a picture of what's happening here, because that's the whole that was the whole hope of today. Let's get the conversation out there. I will, however, would love to get you back when we've got Communique so that we get to the gist of this, or we've got their reply, and to get a better understanding of what's happening out there. But thank you so very much for joining us on the show. We will be chatting in soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Neville Peterson, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you this is not a conversation that's finished here. There's still so many gray areas, in my opinion, from all parties involved. And it's a conversation that I hope you'll continue to follow on the Early Breakfast Show during the course of the week.